Click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
In ancient times, in the land of Canaan, a prophet lived by the name of Jacob. He had 12 sons, of which the youngest were Joseph and Benjamin. Their mother was Rachel, and Joseph was much more beautiful and intelligent than all his brothers, just like his mother. It was inspired by Prophet Jacob that Prophet Joseph would reach a high and exalted position. Therefore, Prophet Jacob loved Prophet Joseph more than his brothers. One morning, Prophet Joseph ran to his father and said, "Father, I saw a strange dream last night." Prophet Jacob said, "Tell me, my son." Prophet Joseph said, "Father, I dreamed that the 11 stars, the moon and the sun prostrated in front of me." Prophet Jacob said, "Joseph, my darling, be careful and do not tell your brothers about your dream." Prophet Jacob knew that the rest of his sons were jealous of Prophet Joseph because he paid more attention to Joseph. And so he feared they would try to sabotage him. It did not take long for Prophet Joseph's brothers to understand what was happening and draw dangerous plans. One of the brothers said that this is not a problem. We'll take him to the wilderness. Jonas, the other brother of Prophet Joseph, said, "How brutal are you? Whatever happens, he is our brother and we should not kill him. I say, drop him in a well so that the caravans can find him." As such, the rest of the brothers accepted and waited for the right opportunity. A few days later, the boys went to their father and asked him to take Joseph to the desert for fun. Prophet Jacob did not allow, but after they insisted, he accepted. When they reached the desert, they took Prophet Joseph's shirt off and threw him into the well. Next, they stained his shirt with blood of one of the sheep and returned to their father. Prophet Jacob asked, "Where is Joseph?" The boys cried, "Father, we were busy and put Joseph on the parapet. Suddenly, a wolf attacked Joseph. This is his blood-stained shirt, the only thing that remained of our dead brother." Prophet Jacob realized that the boys were lying but could not do anything, so he was upset and cried so much that he became blind. The next day, a caravan passed through the desert. A person from the caravan threw a blue bucket into the well and raised it. Behold, he saw a boy squished inside the bucket. He shouted, "I have found a boy inside the well." The other said, "Who is this boy?" The head of the caravan said, "Anyway, he is ours because we have found him." They dressed Joseph and took him to Egypt. The head of the caravan sold him in Egypt. Prophet Joseph started a new life in Egypt, in the home of the captain of the palace guard. A few years later, he became a beautiful and lovely young man. The wife of the commander named Zuleika liked Joseph very much and asked him to marry her. Prophet Joseph said, "I will not marry you because you have a husband and this is a great and unforgivable sin." Zuleika insisted, but Prophet Joseph did not accept. Zuleika screamed before her husband and said, "You must punish Joseph because he has attacked me." The commander became very angry. Prophet Joseph was tried and imprisoned. Days passed until one night, Pharaoh, the Egyptian king, cried out and woke up from his slumber in panic. He called for an urgent meeting and told everyone his dream. "I was standing by the Nile when out of the river there came up 7 cows, sleek and fat, and they grazed among the reeds. After them, 7 other cows, ugly and gaunt, came up out of the Nile and stood beside those on the river bank. And the cows that were ugly and gaunt ate up the 7 sleek, fat cows. Then I woke up. I fell asleep again and had a second dream. 7 heads of grain, healthy and good, were growing on a single stalk. After them, 7 other heads of grain sprouted, thin and scorched by the east wind. The thin heads of grain swallowed up the 7 healthy, full heads." Northern monks and interpreters understood the meaning of the pharaoh's dream. One of the pharaoh's servants said, "When I was a prisoner, there was a young man who understood the meaning of dreams." The pharaoh said, "Go ask him the meaning of this dream and come back." The man went to jail and described the pharaoh's dream to Prophet Joseph. Prophet Joseph said, "For 7 years it will rain a lot, and your farms will grow and produce a great deal. But 7 years later it will not rain, and all of Egypt will be swept in a great and dreadful drought." you must save wheat, barley and other products in the next 7 years, otherwise everyone will die of hunger. The man soon returned to the Pharaoh's palace and told him Joseph's interpretation. The king shook his head and said, "No one understood the meaning of my dreams. Surely this man is a great scientist. Bring him to me." Prophet Joseph was released from prison and taken to the Pharaoh. When Pharaoh spoke to Prophet Joseph, he realized that he was very honest and intelligent. Pharaoh said, "Oh Joseph, there is no one so discerning and wise as you. You shall be in charge of my palace, and all my people are to submit to your orders. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you." For 7 years, Prophet Joseph bought wheat, barley, and the rest of the extra people's products and stored it all in large warehouses. After 7 years, drought had encompassed the land of Egypt. The drought had even slipped to the land of Canaan. The people of Canaan and the family of Prophet Jacob also had their depots empty and their days were filled with hardship. The news of the storage of wheat and other cereals in Egypt reached Canaan. In order to save his family and the people of Canaan from death, Prophet Jacob sent his sons to Egypt to buy wheat and other grains. When the brothers came to Egypt, Prophet Jacob immediately recognized them. Then he asked them, "How is our father? I miss him dearly." The frightened brothers were embarrassed. "Our father has cried so much for you, he has become blind. He misses you too." Prophet Joseph gave his brothers his shirt and said, "Give this shirt to my father. Tell him I am alive and well and bring it with you next time." The brothers loaded wheat and other grains onto their camels and returned to Canaan. They did not know how to tell about Joseph to their father. One of the brothers said, "We have to tell the truth to our father and give him his shirt." When Prophet Jacob heard the words of his sons, he said, "The Lord had said that I would meet him one day. I knew that he was alive." Then Prophet Jacob joyfully cradled Prophet Joseph's shirt and rubbed it on his eyes. After many years, Prophet Jacob was able to see properly again. A while later, they all went to Egypt. When Prophet Joseph went out to his father and his brothers, they leapt from their horses and fell before Prophet Joseph. Prophet Joseph built houses for his brothers and his father, and they stayed in Egypt. After Prophet Jacob died, Joseph became a prophet, and people lived in prosperity and harmony.